Georgia's two Senate runoff elections Tuesday will determine control of the Senate and, to a large extent, the fate of Joe Biden's presidential agenda and Donald Trump's presidential legacy. So it's no surprise top party leaders are making their final pitch ahead of Tuesday's election. Vice President Mike Pence spoke at a Georgia rally Monday morning. He praised the Republican incumbents Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue, but he spent more time praising what he described as President Donald Trump's accomplishments, such as supporting the military, law and order, and tax cuts.
We need to send David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler back to Washington, D.C., because a Republican Senate majority could be the last line of defense to preserve all that we've done to defend this nation, revive our economy, and preserve the God-given liberties that we hold dear.
Pence is clearly focused on the national repercussions of the Georgia races and how they will affect the incoming administration.
We need Senator David Perdue and Senator Kelly Loeffler to get in the way of the radical left's agenda in Washington, D.C. We need David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler to get in the way of higher taxes, open borders, socialized medicine, and a Green New Deal. Georgia needs two senators that will get in the way of the radical agenda of the Democratic Party and fight for Georgia's values every day.
Later Monday, Democratic President-elect Joe Biden stumped in Georgia on behalf of the two Democratic Senate candidates. Democrat John Ossoff says it all comes down to Georgia.
Think about how far we've come in the great state of Georgia. Think about how far we've come in the American South. Georgia is the most competitive battleground state in the United States. You did that. You did that. And now hosting two runoff elections for the United States Senate to determine control of the United States Senate, your standard bearers are the young Jewish son of an immigrant and a black pastor who holds Dr. King's pulpit at Ebenezer Baptist Church. Think about how far we've come, Atlanta.
The other Democratic candidate is Reverend Raphael Warnock. He urged people to get ready to vote.
Get ready for affordable health care. Get ready for a livable wage. Get ready to reclaim our democracy and reclaim the future for all of our children. God bless you. Let's win the future.
The Georgia races have been thrown into turmoil by President Trump's unfounded claims of election fraud, his attacks on Georgia's Republican governor and top election officials, and his request for the Republican Secretary of State to find enough votes to swing the presidential election in his favor. That's not something President-elect Biden mentioned, though he did have some words about the outgoing president.
This administration has gotten off to a god-awful start. The president spends more time whining and complaining than doing something about the problem. I don't know why he still wants the job. He doesn't want to do the work.
Biden also had criticisms of the Republican incumbents, Perdue and Loeffler.
You have two senators who think it's more important to reward wealth than hard work in the tax system. You have two senators now who think they don't work for you, they work for Trump. I mean, think about it. You have two senators who think their loyalty is to Trump, not to Georgia. You have two senators who think they've sworn an oath to Donald Trump, not to the United States Constitution.
Biden won Georgia in the presidential election, becoming the first Democrat to do so since 1992. Now he wants to flip the state again for the Democratic Senate candidates.
The power is literally in your hands. Unlike any time in my career, one state can chart the course, not just for the next 4 years, but for the next generation.
3 million Georgians have already voted early. Election officials say they're geared up for Election Day, despite receiving bomb and death threats in election offices. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.